something that would not put me in a great mood. Check out that segue.
You're
right?
So good.
Dude, I'm not a rookie anymore.
God.
I know. Over four years here. I'm telling you. I am mastering this. You remember the Karate Kid? It only took him like 2 weeks to get his black belt by painting stuff. You know what I mean? And washing cars. I've been doing radio for 4 years and 2 months now.
The Karate Kid's a very educational movie.
It is. It teaches you life lessons.
Yes, it does.
A man studied a song for 7 years.
A song?
Yeah, a song.
Was it like in another language or something?
Ben Sisto has turned his quest to learn everything about the Baha Men.
What?
Oh, man.
They only had one song.
Who Let the Dogs Out?
That's correct.
Those dogs.
Yes.
Does it have any other lyrics besides Who Yes. Let the Dogs Out?
Those dogs
Absolutely
went out a lot.
It does. Yes.
They went out a lot.
Yes, it has a lot of great lyrics in it.
He never did find out who let them out, did he?
I know. I want to know where they went. There should have been a follow-up song. You know
there
what I mean? It's like, no problem. We got the dogs back. Who?
Yeah.
Who? My dogs are back in my yard. Who? Who? Right?
Yep.
That's what I'm singing for karaoke next time.
I'm not a fan of the song. You believe that song is now 17 years old?
Oh, hush your face.
Yeah.
It's not
my
that.
Goodness.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he made a project out of it for school. It includes a speaking event and a traveling museum exhibit of more than 250 pieces of merchandise related to the song.
No.
And its history, and he's used it as evidence in his research. And
he's getting paid for this?
There's a display. He's just got all these T-shirts and all this. This guy's a goddamn weirdo. But it got me thinking, is there a song that you love so much that you would study it for 7 years? Like you would listen to it over and over again, dissect it, break it down, really get into it, immerse yourself into everything about
the song. We talking about a song or a porno? What
the hell? I mean, song.
My goodness.
A song. Do you have one porno you'd watch for 7 years?
No, I'm just saying.
I mean,
you have a porno you'd watch for 7 minutes.
Hmm. That'd be a long, long porno in my book.
Yeah?
Yeah. My pornos, I need...
90 seconds?
Yeah, right around that. Yeah.
It's good.
90 seconds.
That's champion.
Sometimes I don't even need the porn. You know the little pop-up porn that pops up over your porn?
Like the thumbnail?
It's like a cartoon.
Oh, that?
You don't block pop-ups.
It's just a cartoon gif of like two people
banging.
Oh, I
know what you're talking about.
Sometimes I'm like, dang, that cartoon girl's got some big old boobies, and that's all I need. I don't even need the real porn. I just use the pop-up. Because it made me pop up. No!
Oh,
see what I did?
You did that.
I sure did do it. You I did.
No song. I've never sat there and tried to analyze a song for 5 minutes, let alone 7 years.
You don't have a song that's just like your song that you could just listen over and over again?
Not for 7 years.
Man, I got a few of them, but I would love to.
I got one.
Here's
Can I
one.
Flip?
Here's mine. Yeah.
Okay.
This song right here, I could break it down. He already states, he gives you a visual of the setting, right? He gives you a weather report right out the gate. Tonight is very clear. Now, it's Peter Cetera's The Glory of Love from the
Yes.
Karate Kid Part 2 soundtrack. Very fine sequel to one of the greatest movies ever made, where young Daniel LaRusso travels with Mr. Miyagi, played by Pat Morita, who died of alcoholism. And his mom just allowed her 16-year-old kid to go to another country with a creepy old maintenance man. And that is where he fell in love with young Kumiko, who wanted to learn dance, but they didn't have schools like that for her. In Okinawa.
It's a sad story.
So, right out the gate, the night is very clear. Who are you with, Peter?
As we above the line here.
Two people. Now you know what they're doing. They're both lying there. Within the first 3 seconds of this song, their weather is beautiful, and they're both lying down together. Please, Peter Cetera, tell me more.
There's so many things I want to say.
I'm glad, because I want 7 years of it. I want you to give me 7 years of things you want to say, Peter Cetera. What is your song, Anna?
I can play it.
I'll let you.
Should we turn the lights off and get our glow sticks?
No.
Yeah,
this is before
seriously.
That time. This is Idiotech by Radiohead. Radiohead is probably still my favorite band of all time, even though I do listen to a lot of EDM. It's like kind of like a...
I know.
Primordial EDM.
I get it.
Such a good song.
7 years of this. You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like if I was being tortured.
What?
And they ran out of water. They couldn't waterboard me, so they're like, keep playing this noise until he gives us the information.
You don't like Tom York? You don't like this golden voice?
I like about four Radiohead songs. This one did not make the cut.
The song doesn't go anywhere.
It's poo-poo. It's not going anywhere at all.
It's
like my favorite Radiohead.
I know, but could you break it down for 7 years and get the meaning behind it? What's the song about?
I don't know. That's why I need to study it.
It sucks. So far, Peter Cetera, the night is very clear. They're both lying here, and he has so many things he wants to say. I will always love you. How long will he love her? Always.
It's kind of a basic bitch song, if you ask
You're
me.
You're a basic bitch song. Now,
it's
now.
It's pretty straightforward.
Listen, the weather is clear. They're both lying here. He has so many things he wants to say, including the fact he would never leave her and he would never leave her alone. This man has said so much in such a short period of time.
He's a meteorologist and a romantic.
This might be the sweetest song ever
nothing
made.
Nothing about that song. Is cryptic. This song, I'll laugh until my head comes off. I'll swallow till I burst, until I burst, until I dot, dot, dot. What does that
what
mean?
What is he swallowing?
Exactly. I need to study. It's so cryptic. This song is so good.
Or it's just horrible.
You're horrible.
Like some dum-dum wrote those lyrics.
You know what else is great about that? Penis.
Penis. He loves that penis.
Hell yeah.
Woo! The truth comes out. He loves that penis.
PETA. You know.
No.
The animal.
You know what's so great about that penis? I don't know.
So handsome.
Tell us more about the penis, Ryan Adams.
Since you're an expert.
I was going to throw in there that it's an 80s song, but whatever. You know how Anna loves the 80s.
The guy already
turn that crap off.
He just admitted he has flaws. Sometimes he forgets.
Pop me up.
How many guys would admit that sometimes they just forget? Same song?
Everything all the time.
You know what? This song's so bad, your horrible singing doesn't even make it worse.
The Ice Age is coming.
The Ice Age is coming?
Let me hear both sides. Let me hear both sides.
Poo-poo. 7 years of that? I wouldn't make it 7 minutes. I'd throw myself down some stairs. Say things I might regret. Yeah.
We got to play something for Chooch.
What is that?
She Drives Me Crazy by the Fine Young Cannibals.
I would love to do that for you, Chooch, but I'm not singing that goddamn song for the next 24 hours.
Yes, it's true. It's one of those.
That's one of those.
It is one of those.
As a matter of fact, it's already in my head, Chooch. It's already in my
you
head.
You know what was in my head all weekend?
Oh.
The goddamn Lamb Chop song.
Oh. This is
the
a song that never
I'm
read.
Singing that last night
that
to Thomas.
It goes on and on, my friend.
Thank you, Styles.
Please G-White. Die.
Yes. People started singing it, not knowing what it was. But we'll continue singing it forever just because this is a song that never By the way, the lead singer of Fine Young Cannibals is the most ambiguous, racially confusing person I've ever seen in my life. Is he Asian? Is he black? Is he Puerto Rican? I have no idea what he is. But this song... Yeah. This says 1989. Loud and clear.
It's a fantastic song.
Is it?
I think so.
This guy's forehead is the biggest thing I've ever seen in my life. He has a five head. Now... It's stuck in everybody's head. We just put this worm in your ear.
We haven't even heard the chorus yet.
Don't matter.
People know it.
Yep.
I prefer Lamb Chops.
We're going to get to the chorus and you guys are effed.
Yep.
Enjoy. What? Did you say long penis?
No.
You can't help yourself, can you?
Nope.
All right, Chooch, I'll give you that. You could probably study this song for 7 years. Why is this bitch driving people crazy? Why are there midgets dressed as clowns in this video? Why not? That's what I say. There should be more midgets dressed as clowns.